from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The region served by the Porcupine Health Unit is in on the provincial trend of increased incidence of pertussis, commonly known as whooping cough. The lung infection can spread easily and make you sick, especially children and older adults. Symptoms begin like a cold. The cough becomes worse after a week or two. Coughing fits can last for a few minutes and make it hard to catch your breath. A coughing fit can also make you vomit. The health unit says the best prevention is up-to-date vaccination throughout your lifetime. 13 months after the official sod turning, a major milestone in the construction of a new Golden Manor long-term care facility has been reached. A beam-topping ceremony today marked the end of structural work on the 192-bed manor. All the work will now be indoors. Mayor Michelle Boileau told the gathering that she and council are proud of what she calls a generational project.
We're proud to be able to give the kind of home to the residents here at the Golden Manor that they deserve, but also ensure that future generations will be able to enjoy a good quality of life as they age here in the city of Timmins.
Current Manor residents joined dignitaries in autographing the final beam before it was lifted into place. Federal Immigration Minister Mark Miller admits there will be tough conversations ahead with the United States over our mutual border. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choice as border czar, Tom Homan, says there's an extreme national security vulnerability he intends to tackle at the Canada-U.S. border. Homan argues the problems along the Mexican border have caused staff shortages in the north, and they're overwhelmed. He says the northern border is a huge national security issue. Miller says it's not just one way, though. His department is preparing for a flood of asylum claims as Homan implements mass deportation of illegal immigrants. The Ukrainian government says it can now plan its military campaign for early next year after getting a clear picture from the United States about future arms supplies. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Ukrainian officials to outline President Joe Biden's push to get billions of dollars in assistance before President-elect Donald Trump takes office in January. Blinken says the administration will push every dollar possible out the door by January 20th, but he adds NATO countries must focus their efforts in ensuring Ukraine has enough to fight effectively in 2025 or be able to negotiate peace from a position of strength.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.